Superheroes are all the craze nowadays. When I grew up, we had superhero comic books, but today there's blockbuster movies, animations, video shorts, TV series, even conventions. One thing I know about superheroes is you need a really good suit, something durable, super strong. It could even help heal wounds. Capes are optional. What we're talking about here is a product made from a fiber that, when highly spun, is actually stronger than steel. Of course, it also has to be breathable and functional. What's amazing about this fiber is that it doesn't come from another planet, and it's not fiction. It's real. As real as a cotton plant.
Nanofibers are an amazing material. The reason they are so unique is that they have so much surface area that's exposed. So if you take a fiber, and maybe it's 1 millimeter, and you take it down to a micron in thickness, you dramatically increase the surface area. And that's important because it opens up new applications, new uses that people have not thought of before or didn't have at their disposal.
Nanofibers can be made from a variety of materials, including plastics, woods, or plants. Researchers are finding that cotton and other plants can be spun into remarkably strong nanofibers. You may not know it, but nanofibers are already being used in mask filters, wound dressings, and other medical applications, as well as clothing. For the masks, the nanofibers have a small charge on their surface, so they can attract or attach charged particles, whether it's dust or viruses. But despite their strong woven fibers, the masks are still breathable.
That's a huge advantage, to be able to have the air pass through, but still those fibers are able to attract and stick to whatever particles there are in the air and offer that protection.
Nanofibers are typically made through a technique called electrospinning. This is where a liquid polymer is pushed through a tube at high voltage. When it comes out of the tube, the air dries it into a fiber. The process stretches the liquid polymer into billions, sometimes trillions, of these thin nanofibers. The problem with this technique is twofold. First, it relies on static electricity, charging polymer solutions with high voltage electricity so they build up a big charge and then use that electrical charge to drive the solution through skinny needles. The nanofibers that result are really useful, but the high voltage could be dangerous and expensive to scale up. Doctors Glenn and Ortz worked with Brazilian scientists to find a more economical and safer technique to produce nanofibers. They designed an air pressure nozzle that relies on pressure drops instead of voltage drops to blow spin their nanofibers out of skinny needles. This technique is scalable because it doesn't need the high voltage, and they can make the filters more selective because they don't rely on static electricity. Selectivity is based upon chemical changes made to the polymer.
When compared with electrospinning, the fibers were comparable. It's a technique that can be much more easily scaled up. It's safer because you don't have to use a lot of electrical potentials. There's no electrical hazard involved. And it's more versatile in that you can use a lot of different solvents to make it, a lot of different types of polymers. In some cases, you want a biopolymer, in other cases, you may not. But the fact that you can use this technique and scale up the production using an air-based system rather than electrical potential system really opens up the possibility of new commercial applications.
These amazing nanofibers are becoming increasingly popular in the medical field for a variety of applications, including as a bandage spray to help soothe burns on the skin. The fibers have shown to help the skin regenerate and promote healing. Cotton-based nanofibers are becoming popular in nutraceuticals as high-fiber carriers of vitamins and essential oils. But the team is looking to lower their cost so they can be used in commodity applications, like reinforcing plastics. Dr. Ortz adds that the cellulose found in cotton is stronger than steel, which to me essentially ends the whole Superman versus Spider-Man argument.
When I think of these nanofibers, I think of spider silk. So what we've been trying to do is mimic what a spider does. Think how thin that fiber is and yet really strong, and how easily a spider can spin it out. And so what we're trying to do is match what a spider can do with polymer solutions that are generally green that have high surface area.